hiding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago, ho, 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 slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago, ho, 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 ho.
Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings, starting out with Buddy Holly from 1959, Slippin' and Slidin', take two.
I done got hip to your jive, oh big conniver, nothing but a child. Done got hip to your jive, slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. I won't be your fool no more. Solid cinder, you know you better surrender. Oh, my Linda, she's a solid cinder, you know you better surrender. Slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, I won't be your fool no more. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. Oh, 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 slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. Oh, 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 oh. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your fool no more. Oh, 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 oh,
I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack on QuackHouseRadio.net, Channel 1.
Thank you, John. John, for coming on our comments. Thank you. Thank you very much for your support. We're hoping that we serve as a catalyst for inspiration or healing, or both. Especially in these relatively dark times.
That was Tool from 2002 at Bristol Academy in London, England, and the song was called Triad. Now we're going to hear Bullfrog Brown off their 2008 CD called Mother River Delta, and the song is Nothing But Trouble.
Low, a mosquito wouldn't even bite me. I lost my job, my four-wheel drive. I even got thrown out of my trailer. All because of one thing. Freebasing cocaine. That's all my life was basing. Nothing else. I was on that last lap with that checkered flag about to weigh me on into hell. But I got lucky. I got in a rehab program down there at Redstone Arsenal down there in Alabama. And with them people helping me, well, that smoky white devil is no longer a part of my life. And I could proudly say that today, I do not freebase cocaine. Now, I'll take a drink now. I will take a drink, but I do not freebase cocaine. But, you know, I'll take a drink, and I might even smoke a little reef. You know, I like to smoke reefer. You know, it relaxes me and everything. A couple of doobies, you know, just to get you through the day and everything. But as far as basing goes, I don't do it. Now, I'll do some toot now. Don't get me wrong. I will do some toot, you know. You know, if you party and everything, somebody comes up and give it to you. It's impolite not to take it to her. So me and my girlfriend, Sally, we, you know, we party, man. I tell you, we do party. So, you know, I will do some toot. We do, you know, on a good weekend there, we call a bunch of friends over there, we do about an 8-ball of toot there. But we don't base. I do not freebase cocaine. We'll make that clear. I don't do it. Well, I tell you what, that drinking now, I will not drink that tequila. Now, I tell you what, the last time I drank it, I got wild and everything. My girlfriend Sally, I beat up on Sally. And, you know, when I done at it,
it hurts me a lot more than it does her when I'm beating the hell out of her. So I don't drink that tequila now. And I don't do any basing. I do not freebase. That's two things I don't do. I'm no longer part of my life. But I tell you what, I will tequila. I admit, I do drink it about twice a year. You know, I drink some tequila. And, of course, when I do drink it, Sally, you better look out because you know I'm going to go upside that head now. Oh, but basing I don't do. I heard somewhere coffee's bad for you, that caffeine mess. I read that somewhere. So I do that speed, get back up again. Of course, you got to get ready the next day and going all day long, part of everything. But as far as basing goes, I don't do that. I will not freebase cocaine. I don't touch it. Unless it's my birthday, something, man, a special occasion, I'll get out that pipe and I'll base. I won't freebase cocaine if I'm behind the wheel of a car. I won't do it. If I'm driving the car, I won't do it unless, you know, you stopped in traffic. You know you're going to be there a while. Ain't nothing on radio. I'll pull out that pipe and I'll base. But I will not freebase cocaine if I'm in church. I will not freebase cocaine in church. Unless, you know, it's during hymn and I don't like something. I might get out that pipe and I'll base in it. I will admit it. And I won't do it during the sermon, though. I will not freebase cocaine in church during the sermon unless I've heard it before. Unless, you know, I've heard that song. I don't want to hear the same thing again. You just don't want to sit there and do nothing. So I'll get out that pipe and I'll base. But I won't do it. I will not do it at the altar. I will not. I can tell you right now, I've been through that rehab and freebasing no longer part of my life.
This message brought to you by the Redstone Drug Rehabilitation Center. Reminding you to just say nope to dope.
Crash and Burn, we'd like to do a tune for you. This one's called Your Love Can't Be Right.
Just keep calling you love like I'm lost.
That was the Pat Travers Band from 1980 in Detroit, Michigan, with Your Love Can't Be Right. Here's a couple of studio outtakes. The Beatles, Misery, and Jimi Hendrix, Mannish Boy. The kind of guy.
One, two, three, four. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's do it again. I'm sorry. Okay.
We just heard America from 1985 performing A Horse with No Name live in Milan, Italy. Next, we're going to listen to Bonnie Raitt from 1972 playing Blow Your Horn. This is recorded at the Rainbow Room in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Babysitting my dog. She's been gone for a couple of months. My brother has been corrupting her up in New Hampshire. She's learned all kinds of strange tricks. Well, it's nice to have a companion on the road. Me and a dog in Freebo. Traveling off into the sunset with the Penn State basketball team. This is a tune that I wrote couple of Christmases ago, and I gave this friend of mine a blender for Christmas, and another friend of mine just came back from London, and he wrote another verse for it. It's just ridiculous. I'll see if I can stoop that low to put it in. Needless to say, this is a spoof. Actually, I take it quite seriously.
Coming up on the next episode of Ghost Fetchers.
Okay, I'm going to go around this corner and see what happens.
Okay.
Look at that window. It just opened by itself.
So I went around this corner and I couldn't believe it. The window opened by itself.
Will Gay and Trant uncover the secrets of the secret place that they went to?
I hear this place has secrets.
Yes, secrets. Let's try to uncover some.
Or will they become the targets of a ghostly attack?
Dude, run! Pooped a little. So we became the victims of a ghostly attack. And I pooped a little.
What secrets will the secret place reveal, thereby making them no longer secrets, but simply revealed stuff that used to be secret in the secret place? How many things will you watch them do and then watch them explain to you what they just did that you just watched just before they explained it? Maybe they'll even poop a little. Find out on the next episode of Ghost Fetchers.
Mama Thornton from 1966 with the Muddy Waters Band singing Wrapped Tight. Now we're going to listen to Joe Eli from 2000 at Gruen Hall in Gruen, Texas, playing Mail Train.
I ride the mail train, hang by a thrill. Been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. If I should die on top of the hill, if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Don't the moon look good, Mama, shining through the trees? Don't the brakeman look good, flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good, going down over the sea? coming after me. Windows all filled with frost. I ran to tell everybody I couldn't get across. I wanna be your lover, I don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I never warned you when your train
was a band called Stuff, and the song was How Long Will It Last, recorded live 1979 at my father's place in Old Roslyn, New York. Now we're going to listen to Warren Haynes from 2011 at the Orpheum Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, playing Your Wildest Dreams.
Oh,
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with Blues Brothers from 1989 in Milano, Italy, doing a cover of a song written by Wilson Pickett and Steve Cropper and first recorded by Wilson Pickett in 1965, and the song is In the Midnight Hour. Thanks for listening.